This poem arises from conversations with a cab driver who was a refugee from the war in Syria. He was from the city of Homs. The boatman. "We were 31 souls all," he said, "on the gray sick of sea, in a cold rubber boat, rising and falling in our filth. By morning, this didn't matter. No land was in sight. All were soaked to the bone, living and dead. We could still float, we said, from war to war. What lay behind us but ruins of stone piled on ruins of stone? City called Mother of the Poor, surrounded by fields of cotton and millet. City of jewelers and cloakmakers, with the oldest church in Christendom and the sword of Allah. If anyone remains there now, he assures, they would be utterly alone. There is a hotel named for it in Rome, 200 meters from the Piazza di Spagna, where you can have breakfast under the portraits of film stars. There, the staff cannot do enough for you. But I am talking nonsense again, as I have since that night. We fetched a child, not ours, from the sea, drifting face down in a life vest, its eyes taken by fish or the birds above us. After that, Aleppo went up in smoke, and Raqqa came under a rain of leaflets warning everyone to go, leave, yes, but go where? We lived through the Americans and Russians, through Americans again, many nights of death from the clouds, mornings surprised to be waking from the sleep of death, still unburied and alive, but with no safe place. Leave, yes, we'll obey the leaflets, but go where? To the sea to be eaten? To the shores of Europe to be caged? To camp misery? And camp remain here? I ask you then, where? You tell me you are a poet. If so, our destination is the same. I find myself now the boatman, driving a taxi at the end of the world. I will see that you arrive safely, my friend. I will get you there."